If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chicago, for the 8th consecutive year, I think, voted the best, the greatest, the most significant major city in America. Isaac Reichman of Choose Chicago is here on WGN. Hi, Isaac.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's actually the 9th straight year this year.
I like that I'm wrong about that. I mean, people can say what they do about Chicago, and sometimes they do more and more. But you know what has happened, Isaac, which I think is really interesting, is that all of these folks have come to Chicago. The influencers have come to Chicago just to check Chicago out. And I happen to see it often in my TikTok feed or on Instagram in my feed. And they say, person after person, to a person, this is not the city I expected. And it is beautiful. And for such a big city, oh my gosh, there's this. Do you know what I mean? It's actually become now a trend in social media.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We've been seeing that. I think, you know, we as Chicagoans kind of for too long, we just like let our kind of city do the talking. But I think we're finally kind of speaking up a little bit more and, you know, convincing people, hey, come to this city because you'll be blown away.
And Kristen Reynolds, a name you know, president and CEO of Choose Chicago, has said, hashtag, you know, whether you live here or you're visiting, hashtag the city, hashtag Chicago in some way. And what is the, is there a special tag for that? Maybe all for the love of Chicago?
That's exactly right. It's all for the love of Chicago. It's a new campaign we started about 3 months ago now, and it's all about us taking back our story. For too long, we've kind of let other people define it. But, you know, we've got such an incredible story in Chicago. And as you mentioned, that story resonates. It resonates with visitors, with residents, with everyone who loves Chicago.
And I'm sure after appearing on this radio show, you'll do the same thing, right? Take a picture of yourself. I was on WGN again with the Steve Dale again, talking about Chicago again. And we'll do that in a second. But I do want to mention something. There's a podcast that I know you know about that I do live from Pettirino's Restaurant. You can listen at WGNRadio.com, called Booth 46. And I had the honor to interview from World Business Chicago, their CEO, as well as your CEO, is the CEO Day, Kristen Reynolds. And we talked about the businesses coming to Chicago. I had no idea even that there were that many businesses coming to Chicago that are as large as they are. And what you're about is tourists, whether they be people that live here that do things in Chicago or the people that come to Chicago that do things in Chicago. And Kristen was talking about that. So it is interesting. Or your money back at WGNRadio.com. Just click on podcast and you can hear Booth 46. Kristen had a podcast of her own, I think, on her previous job. So she happens to be really good at doing that sort of thing. So I want to talk about something that is around the corner, and that is Christmas. And I can't help but bring up the Kris Kringle markets that are in Chicago. Now, the one, and I'm about to say something not so good here in a way, the one that's downtown, you have to wait in line at times for quite some time, and they even restricted how many people can come in. What is the latest on that?
Yeah, so I think you mentioned from the top the Kris Kringle market, so there are multiple of them. The downtown one is obviously the most famous one. So it's been in the news. There were some restrictions on total visitors. They have increased that, so the restrictions have been lifted a little bit.
Oh, good.
But it is, so there is good news there. But it's a sign about how popular this event is, you know, in Daly Plaza downtown.
And in addition, I know there's one at Wrigley Field at Gallagher Way, and then there's another. I can't think of this. Is it? You'll have to tell me.
Yeah, it's in Aurora, actually. Yeah. It's out in the suburbs.
Yeah. Yep. So there's three of those to choose from, but there is much more to do. And one of those things, I know you were talking to David Plyer about the pop-ups. All of these bars all over, I live in Lakeview, so I see them everywhere, are doing these pop-ups. But they're a lot of fun, and they're not only in Lakeview, are they?
No, I mean, Lakeview is certainly where a lot of them are, but they're really all over. And it's such a example of the kind of ingenuity of the entrepreneurs, the restaurateurs, the bar owners in Chicago. We've got, you go in these and you are transported. It's not a pop-up doesn't just mean like, hey, we've got a couple holiday pictures up. These are unbelievable experiences. Again, a lot of them are in Wrigleyville. A lot of them are in Lakeview, but plenty downtown, River North, West Loop, really all of our kind of commercial districts where you see restaurants and bars, you will also see pop-ups. We've got a guide to over 20 of them on our website. There's so many around the city.
And that is exactly the next point I was going to make. As usual, you're ahead of me. So if I could, I would go through every restaurant that is doing something special, every special event, but that would take 6 or 7 hours. Your website has it all. And what is the website?
Yeah, so it's just choosechicago.com. Again, that's choosechicago.com. We've got your guide to shopping, your guide to holiday theater, your family-friendly fun, free events in Chicago, shopping, ways to see holiday lights. There's so much on our website. I will say it's for visitors, but it's also for locals.
Oh, totally.
Even as someone who's been working here now for 3.5 years, I learn something every year about what's going on in the holidays, what's going on year-round on our website. It's an amazing resource.
And the other thing is, if you've just in general, having nothing to do with the holidays, if I feel like having Turkish food, if I feel like having Thai food, but I want to go into that neighbor, I want to specifically for whatever reason, I'm meeting friends in Albany Park, let's say, and that's where I want to go, and I want to find a Thai restaurant, I know that's what they like. I can find all of those sorts of things on your website as well. Before we go, I want to talk about New Year's as well. Same thing, you have all these listings on your site. Are there any highlights that come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, the big one this year is, for the first time ever, the most famous, most iconic New Year's celebration in the country is coming to Chicago. That's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. They've been around for over 50 years. It's their first time in Chicago, which is kind of surprising. What took them so long? But we're excited that they're here. So it's going to be, it's not just going to be, you know, a TV, a thing to tune in, though you obviously can tune in on TV. There's going to be a celebration downtown. It's going to be on Wacker from Wells to Lake Street, across the river from the Merchandise Mart. It's free. It's open to the public. There's going to be 3 hours of a concert culminating in Chance the Rapper with a performance to ring in the new year.
I was just going to ask about that. Do we also get Ryan Seacrest, or are we Ryan-less?
So Ryan Seacrest will be in New York City, but if you tune in to the show on TV, Ryan Seacrest will be live at, you know, 12 a.m. Central, 1 a.m. Eastern. So he'll be live, a part of the performance, though obviously he will be in New York City during the time. So the local host, Chance the Rapper, is the local host.
Well, that's not too bad. And again, for all of these other events, whether they be at downtown hotels out in the suburbs at such a place as a hotel or restaurant, but much more than that around New Year's, check out the website as well. Isaac Reichman, if I don't talk to you, happy holidays.
You as well, Steve. Great to talk as always.